E. A Toxic Legacy. The Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State is considered by many experts to be the most contaminated nuclear waste site in the Western Hemisphere. From 1944 to 1987, when the facility was producing plutonium for nuclear weapons, radioactive waste was dumped directly into the ground and the nearby Columbia River. The most hazardous waste was stored in single-walled storage tanks, one-third of which have subsequently leaked. It is now believed that safety standards were often ignored when dealing with waste because managers at the reservation were encouraged to produce large amounts of plutonium quickly. In 1989, a 30-year plan for cleaning up the site was developed. Since then, although some targets of the $60 billion plan have been met, the Department of Energy has experienced repeated schedule and cost overruns. Critics say the plan was flawed from the beginning and that none of the waste has been adequately treated. The governor of Washington State even threatened to sue the Department of Energy for breaking its commitments. Pressure from public interest groups is strong, but even if the cleanup proceeds, only 10% of the waste will be treated by 2018.
Questions. Number 19. What was the underlying cause of the contamination at Hanford Nuclear Reservation? Number 20. Why was the Department of Energy threatened with legal action?